Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
People are visiting Illinois as tourism is soaring across the state, and Illinois is bragging about its visitors. Today, we're talking tourism. I'm Lisa Fielding, and this is At Issue. My guests today are Corey Jobe of the Illinois Tourism Director and the Office of Illinois Tourism, and Graham Thompson, owner of Optimo Hats, one of Illinois' featured artisans. Welcome. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So you guys are bragging about tourism. We were at a press conference about a month ago with the governor, and you had lots of wonderful, fun things to share. Kind of tell us about the numbers and what we're seeing in Illinois right now.
Well, the numbers are really strong, Lisa. It's been a record-breaking year. 2016, we welcomed an extra 1 million visitors to the state. Obviously, Chicago being a very big leisure market set another record-breaking year as well with 54 million visitors to the city in 2016. Statewide, 110 million visitors in 2016 overall. And the great thing about that, 83% of those visitors were leisure visitors. So that's very exciting. And you know, not only do they want to visit the city, they want to get out and visit all the amazing attraction sites, various locations around our great state. So it really is a statewide industry. And, you know, we're the top of the funnel. We're here to inspire travel through various components. And another area that I think is really encouraging in Illinois is our overnight stays. We beat the national average up to about 3.5%. So it's beating the national average by well over a percent. So that's encouraging. We're doing our job. We're getting people to stay longer and spending more money in our state.
And compared to years prior, obviously we're growing, but does that mean we have more attractions? Maybe the why of all this? Why are people kind of, more people coming to Illinois and
that's a great question. I think it's because of some of our new marketing tactics that we're doing. One of our program pillars is Illinois Made, which is really inspiring travel beyond our gateway destinations within the state. People today travel, 72% of millennials travel today because they want to experience something unique, authentic, have a one-of-a-kind story to tell, and Illinois Made is doing that. You know, Graham Thompson here with Optimo Hats has a unique history and product and is very passionate about what he's doing here in the city of Chicago, but we have our makers all around the state, whether it's the craft beer, craft wine, craft distillers, the glass blowers, the high-end chocolatiers. They're unique. And what I love about the program are the makers behind the program. They're so passionate about what they make and what they do. And we're just bottling that all up under a new program called Illinois Made.
Now, we have a program here called Made in Chicago.
Right.
And we look for those kind of things all the time. And I think your normal tourism client, someone who wants to take little road trips around Illinois, don't know about these hidden, I call them hidden treasures. Mm-hmm. And certainly Graham's place is a hidden treasure. And maybe we can go to him for just a minute here. We focused you as one of our Made in Chicago's, I would say 8 or 9 years ago when you had your shop over in Beverly. Now, since then, you're growing and you really have a unique product. Tell me a little bit about Optimo Hats and what people can see and do when they come to your shop.
Well, yeah, I remember that. And our heritage goes back to the south side of Chicago. And we're still there. We've been, the history of Optimo goes back to the 1930s through my mentor who taught me how to make hats. And he built an amazing client base on the south side. And then when I got into the business 20 years ago, I was fortunate to have so many veteran clients that had worn hats for decades. And I got to absorb all of that culture. And as well, that really taught me a lot about what a great hat is supposed to be. So we developed the business in Beverly. And just now we're moving into a new factory. We bought a vintage fire station, Chicago fire station. And we moved our headquarters to there, only about a mile away. And that's where we make the hats. So it's a thrill for me It's been 20 years of collecting tools, machines, amazing stuff to make these great hats from all over the world. I'm trying to make a quality of hat that was almost extinct, but when I got into the business, but I would see these old hats that were amazing quality. We wanted to take that quality and make not an old fashioned, but a timeless product that, that people would come from all over the world to buy. This is all coming together in this fire station. Finally.
That's great.
Yeah. It's-
now, when the tourism company, the office came to you and said, we're going to focus you, we're going to get you part of our new ad campaign. What was that like for you? And has it made a difference?
It's been fantastic. It was an honor. And actually, Illinois Made was, we were not quite finished with our factory, but they wanted to take a video, which is on their site and all over now, of which was just great for me to see, to sort of step back and see this vision coming together. So we started with that, and we've done a conference, and it's been fantastic.
You know, I have a funny story to tell. When we did the press conference about a month ago at Optimo downtown, mm-hmm. After it was all over with, you know, Graham had talked about how people travel to Chicago to buy his hats. And the press conference is over, and a gentleman walks in the door, and a couple people wanted to know who he was with and thought he was with our group, and he wasn't. And he had actually just flown in from L.A., and his first stop was Optimo Hats to purchase a hat.
Wow, amazing.
And it was really unique. It was really amazing to watch Graham and his team interact with the gentleman. It's just not going into a typical, everyday store that you see out there. You know, they really spend a lot of time with the customer and really get to know the customer and make sure he or she has the right hat. And it was pretty unique to see that, because he just talked to us about that in the press conference. Yeah. And perfect timing. A gentleman walks in from L.A. So it was really...
And that person stays overnight and does other things in Chicago and spends more money. So I guess it's a trickle-down effect.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Whether you're here to experience something or to buy something specific.
Absolutely.
How did you determine what artisans to choose?
Well, you know, this was a program that we launched in 2016. And we have 40 certified Convention and Visitor Bureaus around the state. Obviously, Choose Chicago being the largest. And we did a call out to our 40 Convention and Visitor Bureaus, and we received over almost 200 entries into the program. But we want to make sure that we have the right fit. Not everybody could be in the program, obviously. We have about 90 makers to date in the program going on, and that's an ongoing process. But we really want to make sure that our makers have a really unique story to tell, that they are open to the public, because we want to help ring those cash registers. Small business owners today are hands-on in their business. Not a lot of marketing dollars. They might be on social media, but not a big national or international presence. And so we fill that void for them. And we want to make sure it's a unique story, that visitor can have a unique experience, and then that visitor can purchase a product and take back. Those are really the parameters of the program. And what I love about it, we have makers all over the state. You know, this is a very long state. Mm-hmm. It's a very big state. I just left D.C. yesterday from an international travel show, and we had a lot of appointments with the Chinese and Japanese market.
Oh.
And that's a growing market for us. Okay. And they kept saying, my, you have a long state. I said, oh, yes, we do have a big state. It's very long geographically, as we all know.
All the way down to Cairo.
All the way down to Cairo. But you know what I love about the Illinois Made program? There is a maker in every corner of our state with a unique story to tell and a product to sell. And that's how we get them to stay longer in the state. And that's pretty inspiring, I think. Mm-hmm. And these are great people that are just everyday citizens, passionate about what they make and passionate about where they live and where they're from.
Let's talk about advertising a little bit.
Yeah, well, I love
advertising. Obviously, tourism and travel is a hugely competitive. You're mm-hmm. competing with Wisconsin and Indiana and all that kind of thing. And Illinois has been really, I feel, unique in their advertising. Like a few years ago, you had that Mini Abe, mm-hmm. and everyone loved that. And how do you come up with that gimmick, that fun thing to get people to come visit? Because I really love the little Mini Abe, and he mm-hmm. was getting a facial, and he was zip lining, right? And he was at the Sears Tower, Willis Tower.
Willis Tower.
You know, that kind of thing.
Well, you know, this time around, when I came in, when I was appointed by the governor 2 years ago, you know, I'm a finance guy by trade. So it was interesting to put a finance guy into tourism, but it's big. It's a big economic engine for the state. And how do you really stand out in a crowded field that are offering the same type of experiences here in the Great Lakes states, like you mentioned, Wisconsin, Michigan? All of us offer the same type of experiences. Our Up for Amazing campaign, we really wanted to challenge the traveler. We really wanted them to have an impactful vacation. We really wanted them to immerse themselves in all these unique, amazing experiences. And what is amazing to you and to myself and to Graham and whomever, they're different. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to be able to showcase that. And when, it was interesting when we hired our models, we made sure we wanted to make sure that they had never been to the Willis Tower, or they'd never been to see the waterfalls at Starved Rock Country, or been to the Shawnee National Forest and stand on Camelback. And so it was really, we really did capture authentic reactions.
Okay.
And it was really, you know, somebody said, how did you coach them? But we didn't, because we were very specific on what we were looking for, because we wanted to see that reaction and this amazing experience of standing in a glass box off of Willis Tower or zip lining through the Shawnee National Forest. And it really, we wanted to disrupt the message. We wanted to be very impactful. And we think asking this question, are you up for amazing? We have that. And what I think is probably most impactful about our new campaign is the music. We met this band called The Gold Web, and they produced a song for the commercial, and they're a glam rock band. They have a story in themselves.
Okay.
And we're going to be taking them all around the world in the coming year and disrupting markets in the UK, Germany, Japan, China, Mexico, and so on, because they just have a unique story themselves. And it's really what makes the commercial, is that music. And we have ringtones, and we've got all sorts of things planned for the campaign. But it's proving results. We're seeing it in terms of our drive market. We're in 13 markets in the Midwest. But we're seeing a renewed interest in terms of national markets in New York, in L.A., and in Texas. And those numbers are continuing to grow today. So it's pretty exciting where we're at. We're in our first few months of the campaign, and we'll continue this through the fall and then renew it for next spring, summer as well.
Okay, so let's talk about, it's kind of a play on words here. Sure. This, what is it? Artisan?
Yes.
What is it? Oh, yes. Art is an experience.
Yes.
Right? And it is a play on words because artisan. Art is an experience.
Well, this was a way, you know, we need to, again, go back to how do we get people to connect the dots? What I think is unique about our new travel itinerary is where we take that word artisan and we play as art is an experience. Art is an adventure. Art is a road trip. I'll give you an example. So in the international markets, Route 66 is our biggest driver outside of Chicago.
Really?
People love the city, but international visitors tend to, you know, they see the big map of the U.S., and then they see the big map of Illinois or the Great Lakes, and they typically tend to stay longer, 2 to 3 weeks on holiday. And they love the city of Chicago, but they want to take a road trip. They want to experience the real America. And what better way than on Route 66? But us as residents or travelers from the Midwest don't understand Route 66. So we created these travel itineraries. Route 66 is filled with Illinois makers. And it's that connecting the dots, that iconic history of the passion of Route 66 with these unique makers. And it's really connecting the dots and offering these itineraries, which we launched at our press conference at Optimo Hats. And we're, like I said earlier, we just left this international conference. And people really want to experience something unique and authentic and something that's handmade and that story. And so the travel itineraries do that. And we kind of guide them on their way.
Because you might say, I want to go to experience Chicago neighborhoods.
Right.
But I really don't know where to start unless you know a local or someone who's been there. So to actually have it played out for you, I think is wonderful. Because when I travel and plan, I feel like I'm the one that has to figure out where to take everyone and where the good things are. But to have it right in front of me and say, this is a cool place, this is a cool place, this is a cool place, I think that's great that you guys already came up with those recommendations for us. So kind of go through the things that you were offering.
Yeah, so there's four of them. And I think you nailed the one on Chicago neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And it's just, again, it's connecting what I call the gateway destinations with these iconic opportunities within Illinois made. So people know about Navy Pier, or they might mm-hmm. know about the museum campus,
right.
but they may not know about the little maker around the corner. And again, the travel itineraries are a way to keep them engaged, keep them staying longer in our neighborhoods. The Illinois Made in Chicago, what I love about it is we've got some great makers here in the city. Obviously, Graham and Optimo Hats, but Heritage Bikes. Heritage Bikes, not only do you get this great handcrafted bike, you get a great handmade cup of coffee. And it's really unique. And it's just getting them out. You know, we all know our great neighborhoods. But it's getting them to explore and find something local. Great chocolate shops. Another one of our travel itineraries is this Artisan Inspiration. And it really takes you along some of the great food trails, the foodies. So mm-hmm. it takes you through Springfield. And it takes you to some of our artisans like Mississippi Mud Pottery that make all these really cool pieces of works of art right along the Mississippi River. Illinois Made also has, you know, what I love about it, the Shawnee National Forest. People go to the Shawnee National Forest for hiking and outdoor adventure, but right along there are some great artisans like Long Shadow or like the Shawnee Wine Trail, where there are over 20 wineries on the wine trail that all are making not only wines, but hard ciders with the great fruit orchards. So again, getting them beyond the Shawnee National Forest and getting them to stay a little longer. And then connecting them with the unique inns and cabins that are within the Shawnee National Forest to stay longer. Another one is as an encounter, like outdoor adventures, like I said, where you can not only, we talked earlier about Starved Rock Country, and people go to Starved Rock State Park, but within Starved Rock Country is the Lone Buffalo, which is some of the best crafted microbrews in the state that are using actually they're using their product grown on a farm 10 miles outside of Ottawa. And some of the best foods you've ever tasted that you would only think you would get in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's just a way to connect. I think another one with outdoor adventure is Illinois Sparkling Company. Now, I don't know if you like sparkling wine or champagne. Mm-hmm. Can't call it champagne. But Illinois Sparkling Company in Utica, Illinois, right there in Starved Rock Country, makes some of the best sparkling wine I've ever tasted in the world. And they hand turn the bottles every few days, just like they do in champagne. And it's some of the best. And people say, oh, no way. But I buy cases of it and I give it to my friends and they're stunned. And there's a unique, authentic experience that you can talk to the actual owner and maker who's turning these bottles by hand.
Wow.
And having that experience. And then obviously we have the Route 66 and the Escape and all the great things that you can have along there. So again, it's really setting giving visitors the itinerary, giving them some direction. And all this is on our website, which is a brand new robust website that is really inspirational and giving them, you know, we're at the top of the funnel, like I said earlier, really giving them some direction and then letting them explore and setting their own agenda. But the itinerary is a great way to connect the dots between the gateway destination and the maker. And the bottom line is getting them to stay longer in our state, mm-hmm. spending more money, and staying overnight.
Absolutely. You're listening to At Issue on News Radio 780 and 105.9 WBBM. We're talking tourism today with Illinois Tourism Director Corey Jobe and owner of Optimo Hats, Graham Thompson. Okay, we were just talking about experiences, and you mentioned millennials, and that you did this research, and that that generation wants more experiences. I think that's something that I'm a Gen Xer, and I'm more about experiences too, and that's where I want to spend my money. Mm-hmm. And I may not want to go to Europe, go across the country, and all those things you were just talking about are really, really things that I never knew about either, and I lived in Illinois my entire life. Mm-hmm. So obviously that's the research you've done. And is that the new demo that you're reaching out to now?
Yes.
Okay.
We did an extensive research before we launched the new Up for Amazing campaign and the Illinois Made campaign. And the millennial market and the Gen X market are really, they go hand in hand. They like the same things. But we knew our message was off a little bit, especially for the millennial market. And that's why we chose the Up for Amazing campaign. We had several different campaigns on the drawing board, and the Up for Amazing campaign was the one I didn't even want. But I told the team, I said, we will research this. And we actually sat down and researched. We did one-on-one interviews with almost 3,000 individuals around the world in our key target markets. And I believe in research, and just, I want to know exactly what our target market thought. And they landed on the creative around the Up for Amazing, and then just fell in love with this Illinois-made program. And again, you go back, I'm a Gen Xer myself, and I love to travel for food, and I love to travel for craft beer and craft spirits. Yes. And, you think about, you peel back the layer a bit on those makers who are doing that. And you find that a lot of these farm-to-fork restaurant operators or tours have their own farms just a few miles outside. One story that really sat with me is downstate Bloomington, Illinois, just about 2 hours on Amtrak. Epiphany Farms, just an incredible group of guys, fantastic food, but they didn't take me to the restaurant first when I first visited. They took me to their 20-acre farm outside of town about 3 miles. And there, when I walked in one morning, here I was in a suit and tie, and they're like, you may not want to be in your suit and tie. So I took off the jacket, and I walked around the farm. And on this farm, they're growing all their produce, all their fruits and vegetables, even raising their own cattle and sheep and pigs. And not only are they using that product in their restaurants, they're also selling that product to several restaurant tours here in Chicago. Another story, Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery in downstate Champaign, Illinois. Some of the best goat cheese I've ever tasted. And goat cheese gelato. Some of the best. And they're selling it right here at the Green City Market, Farmers Market on Saturdays.
Okay.
But if you go, I was at Boca Restaurant the other night. And I'm having a cocktail, and I look down on the menu, and there was Prairie Fruits Farm goat cheese on the menu. And as you begin to talk to these entrepreneurs, what's special is they're working with Amtrak today. And Amtrak is providing service to a lot of these producers to put their product on the train and shipping it up here to the Chicago market.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's just very, this food industry is just, it's very hot.
Yeah.
And the unique maker experience is very hot. Something handmade, hearing the story, and you see those stories all over the state.
That's great. So we've got the last couple days has us all itching to go outside and do some fun things this summer. Not officially summer on the calendar, but we're already thinking about it. I know you've got some really great milestones this year. 150th birthday of Frank Lloyd Wright up in the northern suburbs, and you've got some other things. Kind of talk about some of the interesting things that are happening this summer specifically.
Yeah, so Frank Lloyd Wright's 150th birthday was just yesterday.
Oh, yes, we missed it.
And it's just a fun time. Later this summer, we're going to be announcing something new with Frank Lloyd Wright. But there are several homes around the state, and some of his most unique works of architecture are here in the Chicago market. Obviously, we know of all the great sites here in Chicago, but is the home and studio in Oak Park, which is just fantastic, and all the Frank Lloyd Wright designed private homes that are on tours in and around Oak Park. And then the Unity Temple will be opening to the public after a 4-year, $24 million renovation later in July. But then some of his greatest works in Rockford, the Lawrence House, which was one of Frank Lloyd Wright's only homes he designed for wheelchair accessibility, open to the public. And then I think probably his best collection in the country, the Frank Lloyd Wright, the Dana Thomas House in Springfield, the state capital, where it's not only a beautiful home, but some of his original works of stained glass windows, lighting fixtures, and furniture. The largest collection in the world is at that home at the Dana Thomas House. So it's really exciting to get out and connect architecture to Frank Lloyd Wright and take a trip around the state this summer. But in downstate Illinois, in southern Illinois, the eclipse.
Hmm.
I'm sure you've heard about the eclipse.
Yeah.
It's this solar phenomenon that only happens so many years. But in southern Illinois, especially in Makanda, Illinois, which is in the heart of Shawnee National Forest and the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail, on August 21st will be the longest duration, and NASA has marked it, is the longest duration of the solar eclipse. So you'll be able to see it for the longest duration, about 2 minutes and I think 43 seconds of time on Monday, August 21st. And down in Southern Illinois, it's a buzz. There's even a place, Ozzy Osbourne will be having a concert on Monday, August 21st at a place, at a place in the Carbondale area.
Interesting.
And there's a lot of festivals and unique opportunities. The wine industry's creating new wines for the event. And there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people descend on Southern Illinois for the weekend. And then on Monday, and NASA will actually be setting up their headquarters at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale.
Wow.
It's big.
Yeah.
So those are two big things that are these unique one-time experiences that will just drive more visitors into our state all summer long.
Great. Graham, let me talk to you real quick. Tell us about your new firehouse, and is it open yet? I shouldn't say a firehouse, but former firehouse that your place has moved into now.
That's okay. Yeah, I call it the firehouse too. It's our new headquarters. It's almost open. We're going to have an opening party at the end of the summer to thank everybody that worked on it. But we're in there making hats already. And we also moved to our new store in the Loop in the fabulous Monadnock building. I love it there.
And any goals? I know you've got this big goal right now, but any future kind of things that you're thinking of once you're in and set?
Yes, we want to open more stores.
Okay.
And
beyond Illinois or?
Yeah, outside
of
the state.
Okay.
And I'm thinking Miami, maybe LA. But the first thing we've got to do is get this thing up and running smoothly, make sure that the downtown store is right on. We always want to make sure the customers are served really well.
Of course, because everyone needs a hat, right?
I don't say that. It's there's enough people out there that want a good one that are kind of, and there's a lot of people that don't know they want a good hat.
But that's true.
When they come in our store, they see these are real, and that's what
they're beautiful. I've seen them myself.
Thank you.
The store is a museum in itself.
It is.
It's
and
beautiful.
He's got those vintage machines. You know, I have to say, beyond the product, if you go in, even if you don't go in for a hat, it's an amazing place to just kind of look and tell people about. So I thank you for being here. Tell me a little bit about where you go from here.
Absolutely.
What are Illinois' goals beyond this year?
Well, we're continuing to reach new markets in the international. We're going to be launching efforts into China and to India. The United States will be the number one travel destination for the Chinese market by 2021.
Wow.
And Illinois and Chicago working together will continue to raise the bar and continue to attract more international visitors. On the domestic side, we're just going to continue to expand efforts nationally and work to attract even more visitors from the East Coast, West Coast. You know, it's still funny. People still don't know where on the international front, where Chicago or Illinois are located.
Hmm.
You know, typically when the international visitor comes, it's we're the third or fourth trip. So we're going to continue to work even harder to. And what I love about once you get them here, they fall in love with Chicago.
Absolutely. Especially
once you
on days
get
like
them
today.
Here, oh, yeah. They know we're welcoming, we're friendly, we're hardworking, we're open arms, and so that's pretty exciting. So we're doing those on that front as well.
Thank you, Corey Jobe with Illinois Tourism and Graham Thompson of Optimo Hats. Thanks for taking the time. Fun conversation. To our listeners, if you want a copy or to listen to this program again, log on to our website, cbschicago.com. Just follow our audio links or our podcasts on play.it. Craig Delamore will be back next week. This is Lisa Fielding, News Radio 105.9 FM.